Accession number 29894, Reel 2.
Three houses in the middle, three houses on top of Dawes Hill, which was quite a hill. And so we went back, and this was my last year at school, which was supposed to be my happiest, but instead was ruined because we found that we were under the flight path of whatever was going to bomb London. And the school panicked. And we ran up to Dawes Hill twice, put on your galoshes, your cloak, carry your gas mask, and at a steady trot, run. All that had happened was that an air raid had gone. I mean, you didn't hear anything. And when we got up, went down this thing that they dug into this tunnel, which, of course, it's all chalk, the earth round there, and it's nice and damp and wet, and we were all sweating, having run as hard as possible. And the result of all this was that we got colds and were not well, and it was useless and was given up. And so then our house where we lived had no cellar, so wooden boards had to be put up down in the where we had our cloaks and clothes, because there was no cellar. And we were, when the alarm went, we were to go and sleep on any sort of mattress. We were going to have to go down there. And this resulted in, well, for me, really sleep. I couldn't sleep because it was too hot. There was no air. And my mother sent me a sort of tracksuit to put on, and we had a sort of lilo so that we laid on. But one's sleep was constantly upset. And it really was no way at all to spend your last year at school, because I left in the at the end of the summer, and by that time I'd lost a lot of weight and a lot of sleep, and I wasn't really very well. But that was it. After that, the American Air Force took over the school, and it was moved, now again I forget where it was, but it was moved for the remainder of the war, in inland, where it was safe, to another school.
But you weren't in it.
And
then.
I wasn't in it, I'd left.
Yeah. So what did you do? You were how old when you left then?
So I would leave in 1941, and my parents had decided before the war that it would be nice to spend a year in Switzerland at what was called a finishing school and learn the language and everything else that went with it. And the one they had decided was run by an English woman, and it was at Montreux. And of course, that was quite out of the question. And the lady who ran it brought the French teacher and the German teacher, both French and German, with her, came to England, and they set up a temporary school at a house outside Shrewsbury. And there they started to take pupils. And we're into 1941, 42. And so that was where I went, outside Shrewsbury, Onslow Hall, which doesn't exist today, but was had been a stately home.
What was the name of it?
Onslow Hall, which has been demolished.
Well, it seems incredible that in wartime there was a finishing school.
I know.
And how were you finished?
I loved it because Wickham had got so, how Wickham School had got so panicky and not unpleasant, it wasn't their fault, but they got very worried about us, as well they might be, and of course the fact that they moved. you know, we had great freedom, and the good lady from the school at Montreux was very nice, and we had to speak French at meals. And although I'd got a matric in French, I couldn't say a word. I couldn't open my mouth. At Wickham, we never spoke French. I couldn't. And that's where I learnt to begin to speak, because, of course, there was a French teacher. And began to love the language. And we were so free. We had our bikes. And we went around and about. There were no... I learnt to drive, so I must be 17 there, and I learnt to drive there because my father said by that time, wait a minute, had Manchester been bombed? I'm just trying to think. All this is more
probably,
difficult for
probably
me.
Probably would have been in that was the Blitz year.
The Blitz, and Manchester was bombed when I was back at home at Christmas, and it was very near the mill. And Father, that's another story, but it's taking too long, I think.
No, please don't worry. This is very interesting.
But
I'll come back to Manchester being bombed.
Yes. I've forgotten now where we've got to.
We're talking about your finishing school.
Yes, I just loved the freedom. We could really use our free time as we wished. And apart from the dreadful cold, because we were rationed for any kind of heating, well, there was not central heating. And it was... The only thing was the water was hot, and we used to go and share hot baths in the evening. And the bathroom was enormous. There was a sofa in it and a large of the Mayor and Corporation of Shrewsbury in one corner, and someone was in the bath, and there was lots of hot steam, and we used to sit around and get warm. It was so cold, it was absolutely perishing. The food was awful, but I enjoyed it. I was free.
Yes, one thinks of finishing school with sort of social graces.
I know.
Did you learn all that, how to walk?
Well, the social grace happened when when the first American airman came, and we were invited to have tea with Lady someone or other, had an estate and was rather like my mother did with the soldiers. She had invited the American officers, and would some of the pupils from Onslow Hall like to go and take tea? Well, then the great excitement was how to get there, because there was no petrol, no cars. But I was learning with a gentleman a certain age, 60 at least, always in an old Macintosh, but he spoke well. And he ran a taxi from Shrewsbury Station, and it was his war work. He said, there are no taxi drivers, I am running a taxi, and I will take people... And I will teach you on the way back. And that was how I learned, on a taxi. And it was a London-type taxi. And it, you know, doubled the clutch. But that's how I liked. And somebody said, well, it would be nice for the girls to go and meet the American airman. And why doesn't Elizabeth go with Mr. Lee's taxi, and he's got a bigger car, and she'll drive you there. That was part of the lesson. So Mr. Lee came. Oh yes, he was in agreement. He arranged it, he'd enough petrol, and he could, not all the girls were going, and he could manage, and I think he brought something that was a bit bigger, which worried me. But anyway, that was what we did, and we drove up to this state, another stately home, and I'll never forget, because he got out, and Lady, whatever she was, came down and said, "Oh, Charles, how nice to see you." And he said, "My dear." And he gave her a kiss. And we all said, "Mr. Lee, my taxi driver." And of course, he was Lord. And bless his heart, he said after that, "You will still call me Mr. Lee, Elizabeth." And I said, "Yes, I will." But I didn't know. Aristocracy at its best. Sums up.
How did you get on with the Americans? What was your impression when you met the first?
Well, of course, it was exciting. Exciting, and we weren't, I mean, it was a tea party. I mean, it wasn't then that I began to know something about the Americans, when I did later on, but, well, they were very nice and different, really different. And they were stationed at an airfield and near Shrewsbury, and that was our social bit. I mean, we went once to see Margot Fonteyn dance in Bournemouth, and there again it was great excitement as was how to get there, and we got a bus to Shaftesbury, and we when we were at Shrewsbury. I'm sorry, must cancel that bit, because that was when a bit later. No, socially it was not very much, but I was there a year. I began to learn and love French, and apart from being frozen cold and chilblains and dreadful food, that was a good year.
And were you wanting, you know, you were getting older, you were getting this experience.
Yes.
Were you anxious now to get into the forces? Tell me about, you know, your ambition to go to the Rens.
Well, you see, the next thing was, what, apart from my education, what, I had no skill. So, I was then, my father said, "Right, you must to do shorthand and typing. You can always get a job." And so I was sent to the Whitehall Secretarial College, which had been evacuated out of London and was in a stately home in a village, East Noyle, that I do remember, East Noyle in Wiltshire.
East
Noyle. East Noyle. Lovely. Wiltshire.
K-N-O-Y-L-E. In Wiltshire.
In Wiltshire.
And you
again with my bike. And we were 6 months solid learning shorthand and typing with a very charismatic lady in charge who had been an actress and acted all the time, and it was really 6 months of hard work. We didn't like it much. I mean, it was just solid that, and learning. She said, "You'll never be a good secretary unless your table manners are good." She bothered about your table manners, the way you walked. She once was behind me and said, "Elizabeth, I wouldn't have you as my secretary. Your shoes squeak." And we were on these lovely polished floors, and she said, "You must have proper slippers. This is somebody's home." It was a beautiful place. It was in an Italian style with a sort of fountain in the middle, and quite small, and we were only 18. And then the great excitement was that all the outhouses There had been stables and things there, were commandeered by the army. And a company of the RA were there, of course, very near us. We girls of 17 rising 18, and this is where I was getting muddled with the other one. Our social life was going to dance in Shaftesbury on a Saturday evening with the military, all in their sweaty khaki, and we had to be back, and if we weren't back, there was Miss Chenoweth was the good lady in charge. Miss Chenoweth was on the doorstep waiting, and I was there 6 months, and I with great difficulty got my shorthand speed up to the 120 words a minute, and then the translation, which was, I forget, typing it back, 57 whatever words. It was really quite rather hellish, as and so no wonder we went out with the army, and that gave Miss Chenoweth terrible nightmares. And we had, before you passed and got your diploma, she would have you as her secretary for 1 week, and that really sort of sent everybody to having breakdowns. And I remember once a whole lot of that I had typed for her and tried to do it at my very best, and as we all were, and I went in and she looked at it and she tore it in half like that, and then looked. Histrionics was her thing. She said, "Why have I torn up your work?" No idea. And she said, "You have typed on the wrong side of the paper. Do you not know that a piece of paper has two sides, a correct and the other? And you always feel with your finger?" I never put anything in a typewriter, but I didn't. And that was terrible. So go back and do it again. And these are things you would never, I mean, unbelievable. But that was the sort of regime. And as soon as you got away, of course, the better. And I thought, right, I'm going home, which is outside Manchester. My trains were agreed, well, and I thought, I'm going to have time in London, about 2-3 hours at least, before I move from one station to another and wait, and I would like to join up. I'm 19. That was it. And I thought, I don't want to wait till I'm 20 to be called up.
End of Reel 2. Mrs. Elizabeth Small.
That's right.